Well, Susie speaking.
Hi, Susie. It's Hoyda. How are you?
Hi. Good. I'm actually just in the middle of sending you an email.
Okay.
Just got off the phone with a client, for Winslow Kimberley Bridge. I can confirm no works have started on this project at all.
Oh, the bridge? Oh, excellent. That's good.
No works, and they're looking at starting it within the next month or so, but that can be delayed given the history of how long this has been delayed for.
Okay.
And they're also, so this is going to fall within the now the 25, 26.
Yeah, that means we've got to redo, adjust the numbers.
Yep. And they're only looking at 12 mil for the contract now, so.
Oh, excellent. So we don't have to repeat to AIG.
No. So it's all, yeah, finally got some clarification.
So I tried to think of stories to tell AIG. Basically, I almost started drafting an email saying it was overlooked.
Yeah.
You know, the schedule said 20 million and they assumed it was, and blah, blah, blah.
Client,
it wasn't highlighted.
I said to the client, why did we issue a COC then? Like, why will you ask for a COC? And they're like, yeah, we jumped the gun. We shouldn't have done that, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
Said, well, it's void now anyway. Void anyway.
All right. In that case,
yeah.
Is there any other project on that 24, 25 period that haven't really started? Because that that 419 million makes up the adjustment.
Yeah.
So we're going to take that 20 million out.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to have the client pay for that.
No.
Is there anything similar to that that the client has got it on that list that they haven't really started?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a big adjustment. Like we're talking from 300 to almost 412 million now, or whatever it is. I'm just not in front of my computer. So maybe it's a good idea before we do the adjustment, because it's not going to really affect our renewal terms and the project, but it will affect the adjustment. If you can go back to them and say, in light of this, is there any other projects on that list that you haven't started or, you know, are going to be starting in the next period?
Yeah.
Don't want them to double pay for things and... You know, as it is, you're talking about a four million turnover on a renewal versus the three we had last year, and then they're going to end up with the adjustment of almost 100 million, or whatever it is now that we're going to take that 20 out.
Yeah, I'm just looking at what they've got. They've got some for July 25. I can see a 6 mil one. I wonder if that's actually started or not.
See, we don't have dates on the schedule that we received.
Did I sent you the updated one this morning with the month of it.
Oh, the commencement month? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I've been out all morning. I'm just on my way back now.
So there's a couple on there. There's a couple on there with the commencement month of July 25.
Okay, so they might be,
What did I say to you?
I mean, for the sake that we don't overcharge the client, it might be a good idea to sort of check for them, so when they do receive the adjustment, they're not like having a...
All right, I'll have to... the only ones would be in question is probably the ones that they've got for July 25.
Or anything in July, because then the date is, have they started, have they not, are they starting?
There's only a couple for July. Okay.
Because, I mean, now that list is going to remove that bridge, 20 million. Okay, so that's going to be less again. And if there's anything else we need to remove, then we'll remove it. As long as we know they haven't started, because obviously in the event of a claim, we don't want to be removing something that's already started.
So the client sent me the revised list because he's taken off Kimberley Bridge, which I'll send to you. But before I send it to you, I'll just make sure that there's no other ones that haven't started yet. So we can take them off as well.
As long as they're starting, tomorrow anyway. That sounds due tomorrow, isn't it? Just telling him as long as if they haven't started and not starting until tomorrow, then we can take them out.
Yeah.
And in that way, they'll get a better, accurate, and if that bridge is now 12 million, then we don't have to worry about it. If it is 20 million, then anything associated with the project, with the bridge project is part of, like anything within that bridge contract, that becomes a the bridge project. So
you know, I've asked them. Yeah. I've made that clear. The access they've done an access road, but I asked them specifically, I said, does it form part of the Kimberley project and contract? And they specifically said, no, it doesn't.
Okay, so the value of the access road need to be sort of included as separate from the bridge.
They didn't, we're not, yeah, it is, but we haven't put that on the deck because they didn't require a certificate for that. They don't need cover for that because it was such a small job.
Oh, right, okay. Wasn't it like $2 million?
They've done that themselves. Pardon?
Wasn't it like $2
million? I think. I don't know the price of the access road one.
Because you've given me a breakdown of that made up the $20 million, and I thought that access road was like $2 million.
I don't think I put the access road on there.
Yeah, you had access. Did you I? Had access overpass, and you had bridge work, and then the variation that threw me out. And I'm thinking, what is that variation? Comes, you know, yes, after a contract is signed, sort of thing.
Yeah, that little thing that I gave you anyway was like that dated back a fair while back. I just needed to get something new.
Right, okay.
That would have obviously all changed anyway. That was dated back when we first had talks about the Kimberley Bridge. So
that's not even relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as we sort out the adjustment and it's correct and we're not redoing it and redoing it.
Yep. I'll get it.
And
sorted.
We do it on the right figures, and we can get it done today and out of the way with all that. And I'll just let AIG know that that bridge never went ahead, and it's going to be a different price. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Leave it with
you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Susie. Bye.